Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hi, my name is Shalene Johnson. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, this live broadcast of The Shalene Show. I'm doing a live broadcast of this from Periscope. Now, the reason why I'm talking so much about Periscope, especially to you, my lifers, those of you who listen to The Shalene Show, is because, dude, you know me. I know you. This is so up your alley, it's not even funny. And I know what you've been thinking. I don't have time to download another app or get involved in another form of social media. I promise you, it's not like that. It's just knowledge bombs and great connections, and it's more entertaining than TV, and it's simple, and it's really easy. You just download the Periscope app. Now, for those of you concerned about security, Periscope is owned by Twitter. So as long as you're using your two-factor authentication, you should and you can connect your Twitter to your Periscope. You should and you can. Okay, that's really important because it allows people to connect with you very easily from Twitter and Periscope. Now, in terms of safety, let me just make this little housekeeping note, and that is, if you don't want people to know exactly where you're broadcasting from, like your home, well, then you want to turn off location services. I have them turned on today because I'm not in my home. So good luck trying to find me. You won't find me, but I usually have my location services turned off. This is an exception. The reason why I'm doing this show live today on Periscope for The Shalene Show is because my goal in life is to share my answers. If I think it's going to make somebody's life better, if I think it's going to make life easier, I'm going to tell you about it. I just can't help it. Even if you're just like standing in line in front of me at the grocery store, I have to be a sassy pants and tell you because I like it when people share their answers with me. I love it when people tell me about a great podcast or a tip that's going to make my social media easier, or just even simple things when my kids were young on how to make parenting easier, my house organized. So what I'm doing, and I want you to be a part of this, is I'm searching for the very best Periscopers, but not just all over the place, in 10 specific areas. And I'm sharing the details with you live so that you can tell me about your favorite Periscoper, and I can be the person where you check on who I'm following and you know you are getting dope content. I'm also going to promote those people so that you can find them very easily. Nice little list. I own Periscope is dope, and I'll post that list up there. Okay. It's not there now, but it will be once you're selected. Now, here's the cool thing, and the reason why I wanted to do this, because I've quickly become obsessed with Periscope because it's knowledge, it's connection, it's real. I really feel like I can watch someone's Periscope and in 2 minutes go, they're so full of themselves, or that's a really nice person, I can tell, or they're super funny, or whatever. I don't know. I'm a pretty good judge character, and I can watch a few Periscopes and go, I like that person. I want to watch them. So what I did is I cleaned up my own who I'm following on Periscope. And if I'm following someone, you can bet your bottom dollar that I've watched their Periscopes. Although I think I'm following Oprah, and I don't think she's Periscoped yet, but just in case she does, I want to be first to comment. But almost everyone else, I've cleaned it up. So I apologize if I was following you and you've since been unfollowed, but it was because you weren't scoping. And I want people to look at my list and save themselves time. I don't want them to have to click and wonder if this is someone who provides valuable content. So now when you look at the people who I'm following, they are people at least that I am enjoying their Periscopes for one reason or another. But what I'd like to do is be able to promote people who have no following. Nobody knows that they're there yet, but they've got great content. I stumbled upon this guy today who was periscoping. He had 10 kids. I didn't get a chance to follow him, unfortunately, but I will find him again. And there were like three people on his broadcast. And I was like, this is such a dope scope. He's giving such great tips. He was giving you tips on how to save time on Periscope. And I thought, this is a dope scope. I've got to tell people about this guy, even though he has nobody following him, because his scope was better than a lot of people I've followed who have, you know, 50, 11 bajillion hearts and no content, which maybe that scope is dope for somebody else, but it's a big waste of my scope time. I don't need to see you packing a suitcase and smoking a cigarette. That's not dope. So here's what you want to do. Download the Periscope app if you haven't already. Follow yours truly, and you might want to check out the people I'm following, because if you're a lifer, if you love the Chalene Show, pretty much we are wonder twins and we like the same kind of people, and the kind of people that bug us probably are the same type of individuals. So you might want to take a look at some of the people who I'm following, number one. And number two, spend some time lurking, figuring out how to be a good periscoper, and then figure out what your niche should be and start scoping. Now, if you're like, oh, no, Chalene, I do not want to broadcast. No problem. I'm just suggesting that this is a way to get free, do you hear me? Free personal development, business development, entertainment, laughter, things that make your life better. Periscope, I'm not kidding. It's amazing. I don't think I'll ever watch TV again unless Naked and Afraid is on. I can't miss that show. But other than that, I'm telling you, Periscope it's a game changer. I just can't say enough good things about it. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start, as of today, a talent search for the best people on Periscope. Here's what you need to start with, number one. If you want to be considered, you need to already be, starting today at least, you need to start scoping. So I will be, and you need to sign up with Catch, KATCH. Me. And the reason why is before I can recommend you, I can't just look at one Periscope. I'm going to need to look at several of your recent broadcasts. And the only way I can do that is by going to Catch, KATCH.me. When you sign up, it automatically saves all of your Periscopes. That way I can go back and take a look. Now, if you want to make sure that people are telling me about your Periscope, I urge you to share this broadcast now. Because there's a couple of ways I'm going to find out about your Periscopes, but one of them is from the people who are following and loving your scopes, okay? Number one, so you need to have at least 5 broadcasts that I can see. It just is what it is. I can't recommend you to my lifers if you've only done one broadcast and then after that you lose it. You know, you just got lucky on that first one. So you need to have 5, and the only way I'll be able to see more than 1 or 2 is if you've done a lot in one day or you've signed up for Catch, KATCH.me. How will I find you if your people are telling me to look at your stuff? Well, they're going to have to tweet me because there's really no way to search for that on Periscope. Another reason why it's really important that your Periscope is tied to your Twitter account. Now, if you've already signed up and you've just used your phone number, I would just say, unless you have a huge following already, you should probably just undo that and tie it to your Twitter account, okay? The next thing is you need to make sure that your scopes are quality. We can hear you, they're well lit, you've got a decent setting where it's not too distracting, we can actually hear what you're saying, and you need to be a good scoper. Here's what I believe, just my personal opinion, what I believe makes a good scoper. Someone who actually interacts and reads people's comments, and somebody who can deliver content without losing their total train of thought every 2 seconds. It's not easy. It's not easy to interact as people are leaving me comments right now. Like I can see that they're saying hello. Like Monica says, connect your Periscope to Twitter. Coach Glitter is suggesting that people use great lighting. And I'm reading people's comments live, but at the same time, I need to stay on topic. And so that's one of my criteria when I'm suggesting a great scoper. So I don't think you want just a broadcaster, but you might. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But for those who are delivering great, valuable content, I think it's important that you also have some level of interaction where at least even at the end, people can ask you questions. That's really important. And that you are acknowledging those who are following and those who are on your broadcast. And I don't think you have to do it throughout your scope, but I think it's important you do it at the beginning at a minimum. at the beginning and at the end, because that's what's so cool about it, is it's very interactive. Those of you who love the Chalene Show, and when you're listening to me, you're like, well, I have a very specific question, or I want to share a very specific story with you, a comment. When you're on Periscope and I'm recording these live, you would be able to do that. And so that's the other reason why I think it's really important. If you want to be considered, you've got to be a good scoper. And those are some of my top tips. Next is, if you are selected, you have to agree that you will get in this ring and help promote the other 10 people who win. And when I say win, I mean like they win because their content wins, because they have a dope scope. And I only want people in my life who are all about all other people. Like if you're just like, oh, I can't promote that person because I don't need to lose anyone on my stream, then get out of my car. Because I only love people who lift others. And I want you to be 1,000 times better than me. I need your Periscope to have way more hearts and way more followers than mine. And that's how I believe the universe works the best. So if you don't have that mindset, please do not enter yourself in the Dope Scope Talent Search, because you need to be a person who wants to help others and that we can really support each other and make a difference and build each other's platforms up, because you have to have a mindset of abundance. If you're worried about somebody else getting yours, you don't have an abundance mindset. You have a scarcity mindset. I always say, ask me anything. I'll tell you how I'm doing it, where I'm doing it, and I'll even give you every tip that I know so that you can do it better than me, because I do believe in abundance. Here are the categories. Okay, here's what I'm going to be looking for people in. You know, and maybe we'll find two or three people in each one of these categories, but I need somebody who's helping us with our mental wellness. A psychologist, a life coach, a psychiatrist, a healer. So I'm looking for people whose niche content is all about mental wellness and our mental well-being. Again, scoping on a regular basis. Now, I picked topics based on the 10 key areas of our life, right? Because I think it's so important that we have somebody who's helping us, perhaps where we need a little accountability, some guidance, some mentorship, or just inspiration. So I picked these 10 areas based on the 10 areas that I address in my PUSH program. So if you've never done that, you can check that out by going to 30daypush.com. It's totally free. It's not for everybody. You do have to be in a position where you're ready to make some changes in your life. I send you 30 videos, one a day for 30 days, quick little videos. I should probably do a live version of that on Periscope, hashtag duh. But in the meantime, if you can't wait for me to do that, you can check it out. It's free. You go to 30daypush.com. And what I do is I help you take a look at all 10 areas of your life and figure out what areas are out of balance. We tend to spend too much time in the areas where we're already good. You know what I mean? Like, you already have that locked down. You're already happy with everything there, but we spend most of our time there in the areas where oftentimes it's really important to us and we feel like maybe we should or could be doing better. We tend not to spend as much time there. And so in that program, I walk you through all 10 areas of your life and help you to identify which areas are probably out of balance and then what to do about it. So based on that teaching, I've decided to pick 10 areas to find dope scopers. Here are those areas. First, mental wellness. Somebody who can help us with daily broadcasts. And again, if you want to be entered into this contest, I want to recommend people who will agree to broadcast at least once a day for the next 30 days. If after that you're like, okay, I'm done, that was too much, fine. But if you want to be considered, I hope that you will agree to at least give us one quick broadcast a day for 30 days. We're looking for somebody who can provide us with balance, a wellness coach, a mental wellness coach, someone who maybe is a life coach or a therapist, a psychologist, someone to help with prayer. I mean, mental wellness takes all different shapes and forms, and maybe you're a healer. Maybe you're someone who just knows how to help people feel calm and look at things with perspective. That's area number one. Area number two is spirituality. I would love to be able to tell you and promote and have you tell me who you love watching on Periscope for daily prayer or connection to your spirituality, someone who really resonates with you. It's like that daily dose of spirituality. And I can't wait to find some really great people to recommend who are doing a daily scope based around spirituality. Now, I'm not here to tell you what your religious beliefs should be, but I would love to have a few really great periscopers who I can recommend, and then you can decide based on whether you're Jewish or Christian or you just have this belief that there's a higher power, and have a few people that we can go to. Area number three, marriage and or partnerships. I think it's so important that each of us have someone who's a mentor to us in this area. Marriage, long-term partnerships, it's hard. Some of you really need to take advantage of that before you even find your partner. Like, the best time to learn more about relationships, especially if your parents weren't able to role model that for you, is before you find somebody, before you're into it 6, 7, 8 years and you're like, I don't even know if this is the right person. And I wish I knew what I wanted before I got involved with this person. So I personally believe the best time to find a mentor for marriage and partnership is before you're in one. But once you are in one, that's a really critical area of your happiness. If you're not good with your significant other, like, everything feels off. So let's find some really great people offering real solutions and help and information and inspiration and motivation and telling us what to do. Not just saying you should have a good relationship, tell us what to do. My fourth area is design/environment/organization. Dude, if I could find someone on Periscope who every single day was showing me some quick organizational tip, like how to organize my closet, the best ways to make sure my refrigerator looks neat and organized and kids grab the healthiest foods. If I had somebody who I could follow with just quick design tips on how to rearrange my living room or make my bedroom feel calmer, like a sanctuary, that would be killer. I know you know what I'm talking about. Let's find that person, and I can't wait to watch those periscopes. The next area, now I realize I really need 11 areas. Yeah, I kind of need 11 areas because I think we need a person for fitness and then a separate area for nutrition. So I think, and we might find a couple of people in fitness, and I want someone who I can recommend who every day is doing short periscopes with little to no equipment that helps people get fit at home. There's lots of people periscoping themselves, doing somebody else's DVD. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't find it that interesting. I would rather you tell me what to do, and that would be awesome. And then if they could stick around and answer some questions, that'd be so killer. It's like a remote personal trainer. OMG. Then I think we need someone separate to do nutrition. Like, I would love to learn more about eating paleo or what it takes to transition to vegan. And if I do transition to vegan, where in the world am I going to get all of my protein and plant-based proteins? And so I suspect that in both the fitness and the nutrition categories that we'll find a few people. Because it would be great to have somebody who's, you know, showing us how to cook healthy recipes, what it means to be gluten-free. Because I know you're listening to podcasts on this, but you still have live questions. And that is the beauty of Periscope. You can ask your questions live. Like, wait a second. We didn't see how many ounces or how many cups you put in that recipe. Or can you explain to me the difference between stevia and Splenda? And is stevia safe? And is, you know, what fruits are lower in sugar? Like, how cool to be able to ask those questions and get your answers live. Okay, the next area where we need great periscopers is someone who's talking to us about our money, like how to invest it, where to invest it, dumb ideas, smart ideas, things that are money-saving tips. And along those lines, I think that same category fits with success. So people who are talking about how to manage success, how to adopt a success mindset. And I might add, you know, I am not going to recommend someone to you who is teaching and preaching stressed success. I've spent way too much time undoing the damage I did by telling people to hustle, keep working, never stop, never breathe, never sleep, never eat, just work. Like, no, I am truly telling you right now, I am looking for someone on Periscope who's teaching something that's consistent with my own beliefs, which is slow down, You don't need to do this on a time schedule. Smart success versus stressed success, but in their own way, right? And then the next category is someone who's helping us to live our life with purpose and have that build a business. Because, I mean, if you start with the business first, that won't happen. You have to think about, what is my purpose? What challenges have I been through? What have I conquered? And I would love to find someone who is really good at teaching other people how to identify their purpose. You know, I always say it's not finding your purpose, because it's already with you. It's already within you. It's just really teaching people that it's already there and helping them focus in and narrow in on it, because sometimes you're so close to it, it's so obvious that you can't see it. The next area is family. Like, I would love to have someone who's periscoping on family-based topics. Anything from how to eat on a budget, how to plan family vacations, how to minimize sibling rivalry, how to make your family come first, all of those things. My next area where I'm looking for somebody who can be a great source for us is someone who's just periscoping and it's fun. The only value is they're making us laugh. It's pure joy. And that can be a lot of different things. Like, maybe it's comedy, maybe it's somebody who's crafting, maybe it's someone who's teaching hobbies or painting or whatever. But I just want someone who I can recommend. I would love to find someone I can recommend. And the reason why you're going to tune into this person's broadcast is for pure joy. Who is broadcasting in a way that it's just pure joy? Now, that might be a reality TV-based periscope, like your mother-in-law is so flippin' funny, and once a day you go over there and you just set up your little camera and interview her, and it's priceless and it's pure joy. So let your imagination go wild. This is your chance to have your own reality TV-based periscope and have the world see what you have to offer, but in a way that's not like bringing the world down, like pure joy, something that just brings happiness into people's lives. And my last, and perhaps the most competitive area on Periscope, is personal development and business development. And it might just be the crowd that I run with, but the people who I follow tend to follow a lot of other people who are doing social media tips, personal development tips, business development tips. So I think that's a pretty competitive area already. So you can still stand out there, but I think you have to give a lot of thought to delivering incredibly useful content. Your Periscope needs to stand out, because I think that area is pretty crowded already. But I know there's people out there who I don't know about them yet. So this whole idea spurred from the fact that there's some great people on Periscope who don't have a big list, don't have a huge following, but they're killing it and their content is valuable and the world needs to know about them. And that's how we can make the best use of our time on Periscope. So if you know someone who fits into one of these categories, I'm asking you to tweet me their Periscope name, but use the hashtag DopeScope. And then, this is really important, then make sure you tell me what category I'm looking at them for. And remember, we need to make sure that these are people who are periscoping at least once a day for the next 30 days. If you personally would like to recommend yourself and your own Periscope, here's what you do. Send us an email to theshaleenshow@gmail.com. And in the subject line, use the subject line Dope Scope. Okay. And then what you want to do is tell us what niche you're broadcasting on, how long you've been broadcasting, and why it is you believe people will love your content. And then, of course, don't forget, you know, the more people who are promoting and telling us about you, the more likely it is that we will take a look at your Periscope. Okay, so let's get your followers involved, because if they love your stuff, there's nobody better to brag on you than the people who are already watching your Periscopes. Shaleen Show listeners, I love you. I know it probably feels like, why are we talking about Periscope so much? I haven't done this before about any other social media platform, except when Instagram first came out. I got really excited about that. And since then, almost every interview that I've done, any social media expert who's asked me, what do you think is up and coming? I'm always like, nothing at the moment until Periscope. I think it's a game changer. And most importantly, I think it just fits lifers. Lifers are learners. They love personal and business development. They don't take themselves too seriously. They have a sense of humor. They're humble. They just want to live a better life. They care about people, relationships first. And what cooler way to connect with people than on Periscope? I don't want you to spend hours trying to find people who are worth following and the broadcasts that actually lift you up and make you better. And so that's why I've created this talent search. Yes, it's a little bit self-serving in that I want to know who the best people are. And I've spent so much time watching really dumb Periscopes where someone's like pointing the camera at a blank wall while they're talking off 5 feet away. And I'm like, why am I even watching this? I want great content. And I know you do too, because our time is valuable. And we just want to be better. Oh, and by the way, podcast listeners, here's another cool thing about Periscope that I know you're going to love. You can run a Periscope and just listen to it. You don't have to watch the broadcaster. Now, you might want to if you have personal questions to ask and you want your own questions responded to. But there are many Periscopes where it is so incredibly valuable for me. I listen to it just like a podcast. I pop my earbuds in and I stick it in my pocket and I just listen to the knowledge. Lifers, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Thank you for your trust and just checking this out. I think you're gonna love it. If I didn't think you were gonna love it, I wouldn't be obsessing about it. In the meantime, thank you for sharing The Chalene Show with your friends and your family members and for writing reviews and for when you hear my voice. And I've had this happen now a couple of times and people be like, I recognize your voice. Are you Chalene? I'm like, this is so cool. I'm being recognized because you've heard my voice on a podcast. That's dope. Lifers, you are thebomb.com. This episode of The Chalene Show was brought to you by Periscopeisdope.com. Super cool. It's the website where you can go and receive my free tutorial on ways to think of broadcasting your own Periscope channel that helps to bring your message into the hands of other people. It's a way for you to think outside the box. It's a way for you to reach new people on a platform that's brand spanking new. At the time of this recording, there's over 9 million people on Periscope and less than 1% broadcasting. So if you have even an inkling that you might want to broadcast, that you might want to create your own niche on Periscope, allow me to be your guide and you'll receive my free report by going to Periscope is Dope.